Hey everyone, and welcome back. You know, it feels like everywhere you turn these days, there's another plant-based meat option popping up.
It really does. On menus, in grocery stores, you name it.
So, we figured it's time for a deep dive to see what all the buzz is about.
Exactly. Should we be all in on this trend, or is there more to the story?
Well, to help us break it all down, we're checking out this article, Plant-Based Meats, Good or Bad? The debate goes on.
Oh, that's a good one. Gets right to the heart of it.
It's from Lifestyle Hub 101, by the way, published January 8th, 2025. So this is a hot topic.
Definitely not going away anytime soon.
Which is why we wanted to help you figure out how to navigate it all.
Right.
Not just tell you what to think, but give you the tools to make your own informed choices.
Exactly.
So let's start with that article title, Plant-Based Meats, Good or Bad? What's your gut reaction?
You know, it's interesting because it brings up so many different angles. I mean, obviously there's the health aspect.
Right. Are these things actually good for you?
Exactly. But it also ties into this bigger conversation about our environmental impact and even ethical questions about eating meat at all.
Okay, so there are a lot of layers here.
A lot of layers to unpack for sure.
And one thing the article points out is how mainstream plant-based meats have become, I mean,
Yeah.
they're everywhere.
Oh, yeah, totally. You see them in restaurants, schools, even. It's not just a niche thing anymore.
Which kind of makes the health question even more important, I think.
Right. Because if people are switching to these products thinking they're healthier.
We need to know if those claims hold up.
Absolutely.
Now, here's the thing. This article, it's got some interesting points, but they've got a lot of the really juicy stuff behind a paywall.
Oh, the dreaded
A
paywall.
little frustrating, you know.
Yeah.
We want to get to the bottom of
Well,
this.
even without that extra info, we can still explore some of the key things to consider. I mean, the plant-based meat world has exploded, right? It's not just veggie burgers
Oh,
anymore.
totally. It's sausages, nuggets, grounds for tacos, you name it, they've got a plant-based
Yes.
version of
And they're getting pretty sophisticated with the ingredients and technology they're using to create these products. Like, did you know some of those burgers use soy leukemoglobin?
Say that again?
Soy leukemoglobin. It's a plant-based protein that makes the burgers look red and juicy like real meat.
Wow, okay, that's pretty cool.
Right. It tricks your brain into thinking you're eating meat.
But that brings me to a question. If there's all this processing going on, can these products really be healthier than actual meat? I mean, what about sodium, additives, all that stuff?
That's a super valid point and something to be aware of. Just because something is plant-based doesn't mean it's automatically healthy, right? You've got to read those labels and compare.
So it's not a simple answer.
Nope. In fact, sometimes a plant-based burger might have even more sodium than a beef burger. It's all about looking at the specifics.
Okay, so we've got the health question. But we also can't forget about the environmental impact.
Oh, that's a huge piece of this whole discussion. One of the big arguments in favor of plant-based meats is that they have a lower carbon footprint compared to traditional meat production.
So less impact on the planet.
Exactly. Livestock farming contributes a lot to greenhouse gas emissions, so finding more sustainable food sources is crucial.
Okay, that makes sense. But even with processing, some would say a plant-based burger is still a better environmental choice than a beef burger, right?
That's a fair point, but we have to look at the whole picture. The production of some ingredients for these plant-based meats, even things like soy, can have its own environmental impacts.
Ah, so there are trade-offs to consider.
Absolutely. It's complex. There's no easy answer. And you know what makes me think about all this even more? That paywall we hit in the article
Oh, yeah. What's hiding behind there that they don't want to share freely?
makes you wonder, right? Is there something more to this debate that they're not revealing?
It does make you think.
Well, I think what we've learned here is that when it comes to plant-based meats, the key is to stay informed. Do your research, look beyond the marketing hype, and figure out what matters most to you.
Exactly. We've touched on some key things, but there's definitely more to uncover.
For sure.
So, what about you? Where do you stand on this whole plant-based meat thing? Are you on board or still skeptical? Whatever your take, keep exploring and make those informed choices. And hey, maybe we'll even take one for the team and subscribe to that Lifestyle Hub 101 just to see what they're hiding. Until next time, stay curious.
Sounds like a plan.
See you later.